Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate. I am not a financial advisor, just a gamer speculating. And this episode, we are going to be talking about the game Phantom Galaxies. This is an open-world online space sim in which initially players will take on the pivotal role in the war for control of the sectors of Canis Major. Players will fight on the front lines as well as explore deep space to find valuable resources and uncover powerful weapons. Phantom Galaxies is said to be a fast-paced third-person experience that looks and plays just like traditional 3D action RPGs. And after looking at some of the early trailers and gameplay, this game looks really sick, super AAA quality, so I'm really excited to dive into this upcoming blockchain game. Now first, let's talk a little bit about their main token. Phantom Galaxies actually isn't listed yet, but they will have a range of non-fungible and fungible tokens that will be used for governance, Starfighter fusion, and entry into certain activities. The in-game resources and materials will be represented by uncapped fungible tokens that can be harvested and scavenged in the open universe and then traded on the Phantom Galaxies marketplace. Now with this in mind, the blockchains that this game will run on still actually have not been released, so we'll stay tuned for that. Phantom Galaxies is being built as a multi-chain game, and each blockchain will actually have its own home galaxy, and players from different chains will be able to interact with each other throughout the Phantom Galaxies universe. The rollout of the game on multiple chains will happen in phases and in parallel with the advancement of the game's storyline. So kind of some interesting mechanics here with multiple chains being able to interact in the same exact game. Now this game will also have their own community treasury that will automatically take a percentage of revenue streams from the fusion process and durability repairs, insurance, and rent payments. And part of this reserve will be used to help fund the Rebel Sector's reward pools and also flow back to the holders of the governance tokens. So that probably means there's going to be some sort of staking mechanic and have some incentive for holding onto the token. All right, now let's get into how do we play this game and possibly earn some crypto. So you start the game as a mechanized starfighter pilot who ensigns to join the ranks of the Ranger squad of elite pilots. Now, mechanized starfighters are the core item that a player utilizes for exploration and combat in Phantom Galaxies. Each starfighter exists as an NFT that specifies both the aesthetics and attributes of the in-game mech. Many different NFTs may be required to fuse together throughout the lifespan of the starfighter, and some NFTs will be consumed in the fusion process. So it sounds like sort of a burning mechanic almost. And then other NFTs will not be consumed, yet will still influence the specific outcome of the fusion process. Some of the different characteristics and modifiers of a starfighter are frame, reactor, shields, cargo hold, thrusters, overheat capacity, weapon slots, armor bonus, and also more than that. So there's a ton of different things going into this. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of customization and NFTs that you can sort of add on top of each other. Now, starfighters will be available in a number of tiers that they call generations, and starfighters can be leveled up using this fusion process that we've been talking about. Now, there are other NFTs in this game, like weapons and armor and shaders and consumables, and these items can be bought from the shops or found as loot throughout the universe of Phantom Galaxies. Items will come in a range of rarities. The most common items will be found frequently throughout the game as loot drops from downed enemies or discovered in caches scattered throughout the universe. So very similar to other RPGs where there's going to be a lot of loot dropped, even though some of it might not be useful for you because it'll be really early level. Now, a lot of these items will provide small buffs to a player's basic stats or actions, and then more powerful items will be found as rewards for completion of content or defeating powerful enemies. These items will give more powerful and specific bonuses that will shape a player's choices in combat. Now, on their white paper, they list a bunch of different activities that you're going to be able to participate in Phantom Galaxies, including missions, quests, operations, and raids. Now, bear in mind, a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about here is straight from the white paper. So none of this is my opinion, it's strictly straight from their website, so some of this may be subject to change. So first off, missions are the story content that will allow players to learn more about the characters, locations, and histories of the game's metaverse. Then quests are sort of singular pieces of content that will tell distinct and standalone stories. Operations are systematic objectives that form sort of the backbone of the repeatable content that keeps players engaged on a daily and weekly cadence. And then lastly, raids are the ultimate PvE challenge in Phantom Galaxies, and they will require several players to coordinate their efforts to achieve an objective that no single individual could complete on their own. Raid teams of players will take on a set of linked encounters that provide the toughest challenges in the games, and raids are sort of intended for the advanced players who have strong coordination, communication, and a deep understanding of the game's mechanics. So really sort of like endgame content that people are striving for. Now, all of these activities are going to contribute towards the players leveling up of their avatar and their starfighter, and this will allow them to earn the in-game currency, resources, and new items through rewards and randomized loot drops. So from everything they have going on here, it sounds really cool, a lot like a lot of the RPGs that we see, especially space RPGs like Destiny, which I know I spent a ton of time in. So I'm really excited once we see even more playthroughs and game videos. And I'll put some of that in the show notes because they've actually already dropped a little bit. And from what they've shown, it looks incredible. Great graphics, great movement when flying around in your mech. So click on those links below and I know you'll be pretty impressed because I know I was. All right, my final verdict. So I feel like this game hits a ton of boxes that we're always looking for in blockchain gaming, with the main one being that this game is being developed by a great studio with a ton of experience. Blowfish has created a few games that are already on Xbox and PlayStation, so they really know what they're doing here. And I also have to say that Phantom Galaxies looks like it's going to be a really fun game with great graphics. That's something that we haven't seen in 2021, so I'm really excited about 2022 because a lot of these AAA games are coming out. And this is one that I think a lot of people should pay attention to because it's not a game that really has shown up on a lot of radars when people think about the top games like an Axie Infinity or Alluvium or Guild of Guardians and that sort of upper echelon of blockchain gaming. So definitely keep an eye on this game. Some of the early gameplay I've seen looks super smooth with great aiming and shooting mechanics. I would definitely check out their website because it looks incredible. Honestly, it's one of the best homepages I have seen throughout the entire blockchain ecosystem. And you'll also be able to find some of the in-game footage as well. The tokenomics and rewards are still yet to come. It's on their roadmap. So I'm very excited to see how that's going to look. And finally, this game won't have early access until quarter two of 2022. Hopefully that doesn't get delayed. Chances are it'll end up being quarter three or even later. So a lot could change here, but definitely stay tuned to this space, and I will try to provide you updates as they come out. All right, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. It means a lot and also helps to grow my channel. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing and what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!